sponsored by Skin Slipper, a safer, smarter skincare device.
Why do I always hold my breath? I'm like, I'm gonna pass out. If he goes, I'm like, wait, I don't have to hold my breath. Like, come on, Don.
That is the whole point of the moment of silence before the show.
It was long this week. It was about to just pass out.
Equalized.
You just hear a thud.
Sound check over. Yeah. Just a little moment of silence there. Well, guess what? It's almost the holidays.
It's so weird. I still feel like we have two more weeks.
It's our last episode before... Let's see. We have one more episode before the new year.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
We should do a year in review or something.
Yeah. So our favorite topics or, like, favorite shades of the...
Oh, God. That'd be like a three-hour
We should do a tally of, like, who we shaded the most. Was it Beyonce?
Right?
Was it Taylor Swift? Was it Madonna?
God.
Yeah.
I've been shading her all morning on Twitter. This is what I do when I wake up. I wake up, I pee.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm getting ready to go back to sleep, I get into a Twitter feud.
That's what we do here at the Richie Rich and Westford Show. Thanks for listening. So plenty of celebrity shade this week. Some good nerd news this week. And then we are asking all about your selfies and all about your nudes. We want to know if you ever had your nudes leaked, meaning private photos that became public. So we'll get to that at the end of the show. And I want to hear the story, because whenever Richie Rich comes up with the sex question, there's always a story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But up front, I wanted to quickly go over two things holiday-wise. First of all, you guys, do not leave a key under your mat when you go out for the holidays and for someone who's going to watch your cats or water your plants or do whatever. Because anyone else can find that key under a mat.
Who? People still do that, first of all?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. People still put a key under their mat or on top of the door frame.
Oh, Lord.
Or they use that, like, really plastic-looking hide-a-key rock.
Yeah, that is clearly a hide-a-key rock.
Although, one time a friend of mine and I, we were going to his parents' house, and they weren't home, and he's like, I know there's, like, a hide-a-key rock. But all the rocks looked like that, and they were all really big rocks.
Oh.
And literally, we could not fucking find it.
Okay, well then.
I was like,
maybe my argument is invalid.
And smashed through the window. Yeah, so usually they do look really fake, but either they moved it or we couldn't fucking find it. So.
Or they had a really, really good one.
Yeah. So don't do that. Don't put it in the... Oh, I'll just put it underneath the plant or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no.
Just, you guys.
Just give it to someone in their hand and call it a day.
Right. Or you could get one of those little lock boxes that has the code. Mm-hmm. No one else can open that unless they know the code. You put it around the door knob or like a railing outside. Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
So.
You're not getting robbed.
Yeah. There's also no reason to let people know exactly what days of the week you're gone. You know... You don't think about this stuff, right? You post pictures, you're doing, oh, here we are, celebrating dinner, blah, blah, blah. And all that's, like, tagged. So if someone...
And then you come home and...
Yeah.
Your shit's cleared out.
I'm just saying, happy holidays, you're probably being watched.
Oh, God, remember when that happened to Kyle Richards?
It's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, she and her children were off... Like, in Europe or something, on vacation, and she had posted she was gone, and someone broke into her gated community and took everything. All she had were the clothes that she went on vacation with.
Yeah.
That's got to be horrible feeling, like, oh my God.
Someone has gone through your stuff.
Yes.
And in your home, they've,
And she was, like, even saying that, because at first, you know, people are just idiots on the internet. Well, she's rich. She can buy some more clothes, blah, blah. She's like, no, like, I got things from, like, my grandmother and, like, purses from my grandparents that were handed down. Family heirlooms were stolen. It isn't about a fucking Chanel bag I could just go buy next door. Like, these are, like, memories attached to these things.
Right.
I hate people sometimes.
People are so dumb. I mean, it's like my Wonder Woman collection. It is priceless.
Exactly.
You know, gave me different stuff. You just gave me something new to put in the collection.
I did. She's I so love pretty.
It. It's a little 3D print.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go on my wall with her and her lasso. So, yeah, they're just irreplaceable things. So don't, you know, advertise that. Yes, we know you spent a lot of time on that beautiful Christmas tree, but when you open up the window and show people all the things in your living room.
Right.
Yeah. So about that. Meanwhile, I'll just quickly do a segue into, again, happy holidays.
happy holidays, you're getting robbed.
Holiday horrors. Things people have found in their tree.
Oh, hell no.
Praying mantis eggs.
Wait, what? Wait, how do they identify those, first of all?
See, that's what Google is for.
Oh, that's creepy.
Praying mantis.
Praying mantis are fucking weird anyways. Yeah, weird. I'm sorry, they're fucking weird.
Yeah. Someone, guess where, found a python in their Christmas tree.
Australia.
Florida, man.
Florida. It was one or the other.
Maybe it was Australia. I don't know.
One of my friends went to vacation to Australia, and she said, I hate Australia. It's the Florida down under. I was all, oh, okay.
Yeah, yikes. Squirrels, of course, have been found in.
That makes
trees.
Sense.
Yeah.
Someone found an owl, I saw on Twitter.
I was just going to say, an owl.
Which, that's fucking weird, too, because yeah. I'm convinced that they're aliens.
Owls are fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was that alien movie where they actually were barn owls? I think it was, I don't know. Not The Sixth Sense. I don't know. It's something weird, but it was fucking creepy. And then the barn owls were like, oof.
Yeah, they're...
Mm-hmm, fucking owl.
Mm-hmm.
Weird head spin all around. They got weird...
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Giant-ass eyes.
Oh. Do you ever see the video where the guy literally is, like, taking an owl out of his apartment? Because it's, like, on top of his, like curtains?
No!
And he just sticks a broom under its feet, and it kind of, like... But it's, like, eyes are
no!
Into the camera.
That's so creepy.
It, like, gets on the broom, and the guy slowly puts it down to put it out of the window. And the second he starts to put it out of the window, the owl's eyes just get bigger and bigger.
No! They're evil. Oh, they are aliens. They're so aliens. No. Oh my God.
Yeah, fucking freak me out.
So
I do not even know what I would do if I saw an owl in my tree.
I would just cry and move.
Go get a broom.
I would just cry. That would be it.
Well, see, up until the last few years, I always had a cat, RIP kitty. And, you know, you can have a tree with a cat. You just have to be strategic about where you place things.
Yes.
Because if anything hangs too far down that they can just easily bat around, it's gone. So a cat person tree is usually has to, like, sit a little bit higher, number one, and then not have stuff hanging up the very bottom.
Yeah.
You can't have tinsel.
No.
They eat that, and then they shit it out, and it's just horrible, disgusting... thing.
Well, shitting glitter.
Awful. Yes. But then they run around, it's like hanging out their butt. It's horrible. You can't have... you can't have just, like, gifts with wrapping paper, like, just sticking out.
Yeah, no. So just you can't have anything. Don't have Christmas if you have a cat. Just don't.
Bows. You shouldn't have bows on
anything that is fundamentally Christmas. You can't have
anything that kind of looks like
just play one of those
glittery,
like, fireplace
shiny
DVD things and call it a day. That's all you're gonna get.
Yeah, basically.
Cats. Get a picture of a Christmas tree and hang it up.
Cats are insane, but
they're great though.
God love them. So this year, of course, we have a full glittery fucking tinsel tree, and it's all beautiful. So.
Yeah. Marceline hopping up on anything.
No. And we'll just slide into celebrity shade.
Surprise edition.
Oh.
I actually forgot to put this in my notes. I was so enthralled with unwrapping this story the other day. Have you heard about Aaron Carter's latest situation?
Oh my God.
He's been live streaming on YouTube asking his fans to donate money to him.
Wait.
For some... Yeah. Fucking weird, first of all. He's like high out of his mind. Had a dick slip on camera. Actually, what? Pretty nice. Yes. Why he was horny during a live stream is beyond me, because it was fully erect.
Oh, my God.
And the camera, like, fell down, and it was there, and then he picked it up real quick. It was fucking bizarre. And then the cops were called to his house after he just dozed off during a live stream.
Oh, my God. So they're doing, like, a...
like a welfare check.
Welfare check.
Because his fans were freaking out. And he's like... oh, I'm just taking a nap. Like, leave me the fuck alone, guys. Get off of fucking YouTube live streaming and passing out. And there's one, he's like in the chair and like his eyes are like dimming and he has a cigarette and it's like doing a back and forth shaky motion like towards his mouth and then it goes down. And then he like comes back up and then goes back down again. And then the cigarette finally connects like a minute later.
Yeah,
like, he needs rehab.
He's had a lot of
he
problems.
He needs...
that family.
He needs Jesus.
His whole history.
I'm like... ooh. Yeah, so...
yes, oh my God.
Figured you'd enjoy that inkling of celebrity shit.
Wow.
It was...
that's just a mess, though.
It was mess. Like... the dick was nice, though. Wow. But it was a mess. I wouldn't touch that dick with a fucking 10-foot pole.
Oh,
absolutely
God,
not.
No. Ugh,
gross.
Oh, God. I think about, like, all the sex I had when I was using and stuff. And I'm like, ew.
You're like, why did I touch that person?
Ew. Yeah. Sobriety will do a lot of good things for you.
And he needs to find it.
Some help. Yeah, he needs to.
Yeah, and if you are one of his fans, which I would hope none of you guys are, don't give him any money.
Yeah, don't give him money.
Like, no. No. Fucking, ugh.
Yeah, no.
So that's the surprise shade of the week. Brought to you by Richie Rich.
Well, I can only follow that. I'll see your Aaron Carter and I'll raise you a James Cameron who...
you win.
Yeah. Unlike Aaron Carter, he's not having problems with his addictive behavior. He's just...
a dick.
James Cameron. And he's coming out. Apparently, they're doing it Avatar 2, 3, and 4 or something.
I remember hearing about this when the first one was out, but I also didn't think it'd be like 25,000 years after the first one came out.
It has been a long time.
Yes.
Since we saw Avatar theater.
I was already disappointed in all that hype anyways, because I remember hearing about he's revolutionized his camera system, and it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before, and I was like, this is just CGI blue people.
Yeah. It looked cool.
Yeah, it did, but it wasn't like nothing I'd ever seen before in cinema. I'm like, it's...
they build new shit all the time.
Just tall,
they did it in The Matrix.
Tall, blue,
they did it in...
CGI stuff. Like the Matrix I was impressed with.
Yeah.
That I'd never seen something like that before, but I was like, this is just lanky basketball-looking Smurfs. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, instead of talking about, I don't know, how maybe he really helps the fans get into the new Avatar, and how he really wants to bring them a special story, and blah, blah, blah. No. He is basically like, I am amazing, and this movie is going to make more than Avengers Endgame. It's going to be the biggest movie ever. Which definitely tells you, like, where his mind is at. If it's just all on that box office number, like, who cares?
He's obnoxious.
Make a good movie.
He's so annoying.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's really going to care about Avatar 2. It's one of those things where you wait too long.
I mean, gotta tell you, I was, you know, I thought Ferngully... the movie
yes,
was great.
It was Ferngully with lanky Smurfs.
I loved seeing Sigourney Weaver, and I loved the cast, and I thought they were all good and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't. Not everything to me has to be, a whole franchise. Like, yeah. I don't need a ride of Avatar. No. I don't need 5 movies. I don't need a TV series about it. I don't need, like, not everything has to be like that for me. Especially since it was such a ripoff of Ferngully anyways.
Exactly.
So, like, I have zero interest in seeing it. Plus, I don't really... At this point now, I'm not really a fan of his.
So. No, like, you've showed your dick way too much, and it's clearly small, sir, the way that you boast about yourself.
I've definitely heard, and again, I know Mr. Cameron is not here to defend himself, but I've definitely heard he is...
Like, you've got
to
come on this show.
Call us.
Ding, ding. Call us. Oh, we have a guest.
We'll give you fair time.
I can imagine.
Marcel's like barking. Shit, Cameron is here. Yeah, but I've definitely heard he's an absolute nightmare to work with, and is one of those guys that screams and yells and tirades and the whole
thing. I'm not watching that movie.
But you know what we did both watch this week?
Ferngully 2. No.
And I think half the internet has now watched this show, Don't Fuck with Cats. No shade except to the crazy motherfucker that they made this documentary about. What a... Whew. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know anything about it, we'll try not to spoil it. Maybe skip ahead if you're worried that we're going to spoil it.
Just probably... skip ahead, because we can't... You know, it's weird. We're unhinged on the show.
I love documentaries and all that stuff, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend this for everybody, because even though the story is incredible and it's wild and it's unbelievable and it really happened, but there are just some elements to it, you know, especially in the very, very beginning with the animals that are
very graphic.
Yeah.
And not even that they really show you anything, but just the descriptions alone is enough to kind of trigger people.
They give you a description of what's happening. Yeah. They don't show it, you know, good thankfully for them. They do show, like, some bodies and stuff. And I thought even that was unnecessary. I think for me, like, I've watched so many shows about this stuff. Like, there's a certain thing that, like, turns off a little bit. But, you know, not everyone... does that. Not everyone falls to sleep every night with, you know, Forensic Files in the background. It was the worst crime that town had ever seen.
Nestled all in. Weighted blanket.
Whatever, I'm a weirdo. But yeah, so this is a lot.
It was a lot, and it starts off one documentary and ends up something else, and then spins off into a whole other situation. It's
a fucking ride.
It is legit. If someone gave me, like, told me the story and told me of the treatment for a movie, I'd be like, this sounds like an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Only it's real.
So many twists and turns.
It's like,
shit.
Jesus.
I don't even know where, like, where I to don't, get it's, with it. It's like...
And all because... Basically, this person is a sociopathic narcissist.
Mm-hmm. He just wants this attention. And here, yeah, I mean, here we are talking about it.
Right, it's true. I mean,
everyone's watching.
He literally got what he wanted.
Yeah. It's sort of like, it reminded me of like Seven. Where, like, in the end, like, he wanted it to play out that way. Mm-hmm. And he wanted Brad Pitt to... You know, finish the sequence of events. Like, it was really like that. Like,
it is a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
And, it was just damn. Like I said, that last 10 minutes, I was not expecting. Whoever created it, they did a great job.
Yeah.
Explaining everything, the fact that... Give the fucking online group fucking job to the FBI.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That casino woman, I want to be her friend.
Oh, yeah.
She's my favorite part of the whole thing. What the fuck is this? She just cusses a mile a minute. So she's great. But there's so many layers...
Yeah.
...to peel back, and...
And she's the one, too, who's like, you know, look, yeah, we went to the police, but to the police, we're a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah, we're a bunch of nerds online.
Like, we have no credibility.
With a group.
We have no, you know, real evidence.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, she is...
But hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like...
Yeah, it's absolutely wild.
Like, looking back, it's like, damn, they had someone, anyone have listened to anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
They possibly could have prevented some things from happening, but damn, just the motive of it all, and it's just unsettling because I think he feels accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he feels sad for anything. I don't think he feels sad that he got caught.
No.
Like, he did everything exactly the way he wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's unsettling.
The twists and turns definitely had me. I was like, what the fuck?
And my jaw just dropped. I was all, explaining the aliases, then going back to what the mom said.
Right. And the mother.
Oh my gosh.
The mother.
Talk about being far removed from reality. Jesus.
Yeah, she is not there.
No.
Completely.
And I get it. You're a mother and you're going to want the best for your child and think that they can do no wrong. But just the deadpan way she was. It's like the people who were involved in the case were getting more emotional than she was.
She herself is definitely off.
Yeah, something's not okay there.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah,
do yourself a favor and watch it. It was good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty quick.
It is.
It's three different parts.
Episodes,
yeah, the
right,
last one's
right.
I think the first two are just a half hour, and the last one's an hour long.
Yeah.
The last part.
Yeah, they build it all up. They explain the whole shit. It takes you through all the twists and turns. So it definitely is. Yeah, don't fuck with cats.
Oof.
And don't fuck with cats by making a movie out of a Broadway musical that was already trash to begin with. I mean, it's basically about a death cult. I mean, come on.
It really is. And if you don't know this, that's exactly what the movie is about.
Yes. And it's also not a good... I know it's been on Broadway forever.
Never.
I know, whatever. It's
yeah.
It's horrible. It makes no sense.
No.
Aside from being...
I mean, it's really just known for the songs and the costumes.
Right.
But, like, you take the costumes away and you replace it with really fucking creepy humanoid cat CGI.
Which, even though they said they were going to, quote-unquote, fix some things...
They added stripes to some people.
Look,
and that's about it. It horrific. Still looks just as nightmare-inducing as the first time you saw everything...
The reviews of this movie are like one
yes,
star.
It has a 14% Rotten Tomatoes score. My YouTuber movie review guy, Chris Stuckman, that I love, he made a 6-minute review because he said there's nothing redeeming that he can talk about.
I heard the one part of it that was like, quote unquote, spot on. Was Taylor Swift, because she was just so tacky and so committed to the bit that it was the only part that wasn't like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And you were actually just like, oh, okay, Taylor Swift is a cat. And
typecasting.
And it was just like, you know, so good / bad that it was the part of the movie that sort of... Everyone else, I guess, was just giving a performance and really had no idea what was going on, which I think is what the audience experiences as well. People are like, it's like a bad acid trip. Your minds will melt in the theater.
Like, why is it even happening? Why?
If you're a fan of Cats and you love the show, this is probably going to be a great movie for you. And at this point, you'll be able to get to see it in a theater by yourself.
I really want to see it just to see how bad it is, though.
Yeah. I'll wait.
Like, that's one time I would smoke weed. You know I don't smoke weed, but I would definitely get high as fuck and just go see that movie. I would try mushrooms for the first time just to watch that movie on mushrooms.
Just come alive out of the screen.
God.
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
No, nope, not doing it. A very cat-centric episode this week so far.
All right, I don't know what she said on Tumblr or whatever, but Camila Cabello has apparently said things even about other girls in the group she was in.
Uh-huh, yeah, this is long running. Right? Yes.
Well, she's officially apologized for being a racist teenager. And, you know, she's grown up now, so obviously.
Yeah, she's 22. She's grown. Fuck her. Mm-mm. No. As you said before, yes, please do. Breakfast of Champions. No, she's been caught doing this before, first of all.
Yeah.
When she was in Fifth Harmony, text messages between her and a friend were leaked, calling Normani a monkey, saying the N-word, all kinds of shit. And now, a Tumblr of hers has emerged with all kinds of racist memes, reblogs of racist shit, all across the board.
Where do you think this information goes on the internet? When you
Why did they shut it down? Now her team's deleting posts. It's like, nah, people already have pages of screenshots.
I'm sure.
Which is just insane. And her excuse of, I didn't understand the nature of my language and how deeply rooted it was back in the... I'm sorry. A four-year-old knows not to say certain things because they're bad.
Right.
And the reasoning behind it. Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired of these racists acting like they just hop out of a time machine from 3000 AD and, oh, what is this land I'm on right now? What are these words? Shut the fuck up. You know exactly what you're saying. You know that is wrong. And you did it. I'm not accepting your fucking apology.
Yeah.
Go away. Just go away.
Enough. Yeah, I mean,
I didn't understand the deep... Yes, you did. And that's why you reblogged it. Because you thought this was funny. Mm-hmm. Because of the nature of it. That was the point. Just, ugh, God. Put her down. Just euthanize her.
Bye. Ugh. Enough. There are other girls. Replace her. Jane Lynch decided to get political this week, and I actually did a deep dive into the comments on this tweet that she put out about billionaires and their wine cellars versus, you know, the people who serve her and work for her having the same vote. And literally no one agreed with her. I mean, she got so much shit for piping up. And the thing is, like, yeah, we all each get a vote to tick off something at the ballot box, but billionaires get to hire lobbyists to put what we vote onto the fucking ballot. So it's just not the same.
No, it's not.
And it really, God, I know she's been working for a while, but how fucking out of touch can you be?
Seriously.
And to equate it to, like, the waitresses that serve her and the plumbers who work in her
bathrooms.
I'm like, so that's how you see those, like, people.
Yes.
Okay.
They're your little helpers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Woo, the privilege. My God.
Wow. Yeah. Have some respect.
And go away. No one wanted to hear from you in 2019. Please over.
You better be praising that plumber who comes over and knows all about the things so that you don't have your basement fucking flooded. Come on. Ugh. Talk about skills.
Jesus.
Respect. Yeah, so that was just, like, literally reinforcing classism.
Yeah. She can go away too. Everyone just go away.
She's had a long career.
She had a good run. Now it's time for her to just stop.
It's time for Nerd News.
I was waiting for it.
Yes, there we go. I had to wind it up. Well, after 80 years, the Star Wars...
I was like, aren't we done talking about
series
Avatar?
...has finally ended, in quotation marks, ended with its final film this week.
That's, oh, really?
That's the final arc of the... Yeah, this is it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Because there were three original, three prequel, three new ones.
Oh, I didn't know that was how it was mapped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm late to the game.
So.
I'm only here for Baby Yoda, and that's it.
This is the third one.
Really all
Baby Yoda's on a whole nother show. That's why I'm like, how can it be the end of Star Wars when there's
that just premiered.
A show that's on fucking Disney Plus that's still telling different stories and stuff, so... Yeah, they're not going to stop making Star Wars movies. This particular thread has come to a conclusion.
I'm just here for Baby Yoda.
Yeah, the nerds weren't really super feeling it. I didn't see a lot of people really.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of like,
whatever,
shrugged.
How I am right now. I'm like, what?
That was a no. Okay. They've got to see it.
Of course, because it's.
But. Which is really too bad because, you know, having just seen, and granted, I know it took a much shorter span of time, but the Avengers coming together and, like, really giving the fans, I think, everything they wanted at the end, like, it's really too bad they couldn't get their shit together.
Right.
Because I think at least for these three movies, they could have pulled that off.
Yeah, they had some major setbacks.
Right? Like, oh, that second movie was... just bad.
Is that the Solo one? Did that come out yet?
Solo was a whole other movie. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just.
There's so many.
See, I remember everyone talking shit about that one.
There's no. There was the second one where like they all got blown out into space and Leia like flies back into the thing. No.
Mm-mm, no. I'm not even gonna pretend.
Yeah, I saw that one twice because the beginning of it through the first, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, I could not differentiate it from any other Star Wars movie. I was like, have I seen this one?
I've only seen, like, I think The Last Jedi way back in the day. I saw that horrible one with Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then that's it. I was like, I've tried this movie twice.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That would ruin anyone.
I'm good.
There are some really good animated series. There's the Clone Wars that is super, super good. It has like a whole through line through, you know, the story. And it takes place like during the prequels. So it has like a young Obi-Wan and it has a young Anakin before he becomes bad or whatever. But it's really good.
Okay.
It's so cute. And the animation is really fun too, so...
I'm always down for a good animated situation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that has a good, like, three or four seasons to it.
So oh, okay. That sounds cute.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get into that.
And it really, like, progresses. Like, the story gets, like, more. It really picks up. So.
Cute.
Yeah. I would just watch that instead if you have Disney Plus. something else everyone was talking about, especially all the nerds, because, you know, this was The Witcher was a book series.
And yeah, I'm familiar with that, too.
It's been made into a video game, but it's also been made into, like, a TV series and another movie, I think. It's had different names because their heads has been released in different countries, so it hasn't all been American stuff, but it definitely was a game here.
Okay. I know people are losing their shit.
Right.
About it.
Right. I started watching it because I was like, all right.
Cool. See what the hype's about.
I've never gotten into this. I have absolutely no idea. I have no expectations.
Yeah. Verdict?
I mean,
there was that discussion.
The thing is, like, even though I guess the character is supposed to be very stoic and kind of emotionless, I think you've got to be like a pretty good actor to really pull that off in a way that is like,
that doesn't look lazy.
Because he should still be intimidating.
Yeah.
Or maybe bored or, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so flat for me. Like, and also like Superman is not that great of an actor. He's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely gave him a good lace front weave.
Hair's on point.
Hair's on point. You know, it's always kind of like tied back and blowing in the wind. You know, visually, it's sort of like a very gray blue scale version of like Game of Thrones looking.
Okay.
You know, they ride on horses and sort of that. Like, why is all fantasy stuff set like that?
Oh my God, always.
Like, really?
It's either blue or orange.
Just, but also, like, one time I'd love to see, like, a fucking futuristic thing where they have, like, cars that float.
Not some damn period piece with the bun.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, I guess it's cheaper to produce, but still. So all of that, to me, just seems fair. Like, so many times I've seen that, and there's really nothing super interesting about the first couple episodes. And he's not really even in that second episode a lot. They're trying to set up this big story, and
this just sounds boring. So you recommend it, right?
No. I mean, I'm probably going to have it on, and I'll probably finish it. But I've been doing some writing for my own series that's going to that's going to be way more exciting. So, yeah, I mean, it looks good. I thought it looked good. Some people were kind of bumping on the CGI, but I think it looks great. It just isn't interesting for me. So, there you go.
I won't be watching. You've completely talked me out of any kind of interest I may have even had for this movie.
Yeah, I would save it up for something else. The I didn't hear about this actually. The Birds of Prey got an R rating.
Yeah, it is officially an R rating for extreme violence and drug use.
All right.
I don't know what they're gonna be doing, but
are the girls like
is Harley doing like rails of cocaine or something before she fights people? Like.
It's like, hold on, girls. Let me get amped up.
Right.
Shit. Yeah, maybe there's like a drug plot or something.
I don't know, but I'm going to guess it's not someone just smoking weed.
Could be. You never know. You never know.
It's a little jack in the box and pops up, gives her like a gram of cocaine.
I expected it to be PG-13, I guess.
Yeah.
The R rating might actually make it do better. Honestly, like Joker, Deadpool.
True.
Both did really, really well for having an R rating. I think some people, too, have gone to so many of these movies by now. Like, you don't always want a whole family there.
Yeah.
Kids running down the aisle, up and down the aisle.
God, it's giving me a panic attack just thinking about it.
That's why I always see like midnight shows of any of that stuff, because I can't handle. Because people don't even try to control their kids.
No, they so just, I go like, during the day, because those little brats are fucking in school.
Yes, there you go. That's another good time to go.
I go Mondays, middle of the day, when I want to see a movie, because no one's there.
Yeah.
There's definitely not a fucking child there. Oof.
Well, Birds of Prey.
Children though. Stinking up the place.
Ugh.
We're horrible. Shout out to all the parents who are listeners.
God. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Yeah, sorry you have kids. Guess what, you guys? I know you've been waiting on this one. The New Mutants movie is totally coming out next year.
Next year. April 2020 is what one of the stars said. Let's just give you a little backstory on this.
Yeah,
so the teaser trailer was like years ago. it was supposed to be
what,
coming
2017?
out. No, April 2018.
Okay. So it was
April 13th, 2018.
It was almost a year and a half ago that it was supposed to come out originally.
Yes.
It's been shelved and moved around several times.
Yeah. And then it was delayed to February 22nd, 2019. And then it was pushed to August 2nd, 2019. And now, apparently, it's supposed to be out April of next year. Mm-hmm. Between this and The Flash, I'm tired of these fucking movies getting pushed back. Either release a goddamn movie or just put it on Netflix and have it streaming. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. This was the one I actually thought looked interesting.
I was about to say, this is the one I wanted to see. It has a horror element to it, which I think is awesome, but now I just don't care anymore because, you know, my attention span, and clearly it has been 2 years now, and I just don't care.
You're like,
forgot the movie even existed until this article came out yesterday. Well, this sounds vaguely familiar. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the one I wanted to see when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a really good book. I'm spacing on the writer, but there's a really good New Mutants book that was basically a horror story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very psychological and all the shit. So, and very scary. So they're basically making that into the movie, which I thought was a really, really interesting take on it. And
yeah.
Different. And
it's been done for 2 years. So why the fuck are they releasing?
They're
not even talking about reshoots or anything. So I'm just like, why? I'm like, huh? Why don't you just release the movie at this point? Like, it's been 2 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been 84 years.
Well, it's your favorite part of the show,
the sex question of the week.
People were curious. And to be clear, we were not asking about your thought butt pics on Instagram.
That is not a leak. That is a post.
Which they probably took down anyway, because apparently they don't show your butt on Instagram anymore.
How would you know?
Hmm? It's not your... My
diggy the flag?
No.
Huh? Someone a little upset?
My butt's right there on Instagram. It's right there. At the Westover. So we asked if... any of your, like, private photos, your nudes, had gone public, like, if they'd been leaked. And people said... 62% said no, so that leaves 38% that had said yes.
Which is still a pretty large percentage, considering that, like, we're not famous or anything.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good, like, 30 people who said yes. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were like, well, not to my knowledge, ? And this, someone said, no, but I don't send them unless they're cute enough to go public just in case.
Smart.
Well, that's thinking ahead. And
planning is key.
Yeah. One person who did, like, reply said that it was, yes, it did happen to them, and then it was totally horrible. And,
What happened?
I just got something.
Someone leaking their nudes to you?
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
This is a story. Okay, sorry. I just had to, like, read through it to, like...
I'm so intrigued now.
Well, apparently, this person's nudes have not... Again, people are not following the assignment.
Per usual. But... we might as well just assume this is going to happen every week now.
Yeah, I've only posted, like, an ass pic on Twitter, but that's not my nudes leaking. Okay, thank you. At least you got that part.
Okay.
But I slept with this... DL guy, down low guy, and And he told me he can't let it get out that he sleeps with guys. So I didn't tell anybody. But a few weeks later, I slept with this other DO guy.
And someone then has a type.
While making small talk, he was like, oh, yeah, you're that sexy teacher on blah, blah street that my friend met up with and said you had a great ass.
Oh, my.
So it's like, my nudes haven't circulated, knowledge of me has.
Well, all right. Well,
that's something that was supposed to be secret.
Yes.
And then, uh-oh. So I guess he is allowed to talk about the experience, but...
That's annoying.
Mm.
Whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, still quite a few people who said yes, and I would presume it's like phone got lost, laptop got stolen,
yeah,
and like those kind of situations. And yeah, that's what a couple of people said, was like my laptop was stolen. So,
oh, it's horrible.
Why would you go through someone's fucking laptop and bother to post their nudes,
right,
online? Like, just
just wipe the damn thing and use it for your day-to-day use.
I mean, that's going the extra mile,
right, though,
to be a real douche.
Yeah.
Come on. Yikes. All right, so Richie Rich, you came up with the question.
I did.
This week, and there must be a story behind it.
There is, but not involving me, actually. Mm-hmm. there were three different things that happened literally in a row that I was like, this is... Just how your Wonder Woman picture called to me. I'm like, the sex question is calling me for the episode this week.
Wow.
So first off, rapper A$AP Rocky's sex tape leaked.
Oh, okay.
And he's being dragged online for not being the... Like, I don't know. His stroke game looked pretty weak, to be quite honest with you. Decent dick, but meh. All in all, lackluster.
Performance.
Whatever. Yeah. And then basketball player Steph Curry's dick pic leaked shortly after that. That looked decent.
Okay.
But I'm so uninterested in him. He's so boring. I just didn't really care. I'm like, oh, whatever. Nice dick. Whoop-dee-doo. And then a Twitter follower of mine was going on a rant about how there's this website called, and I've seen this website before, I had no idea what the acronym stood for. It's lspg.com. It's a gay-run website, and there's a bunch of forums and stuff, and there's, like, people post porn and things like that. I did not know that it stood for Large Penis Support Group, first of all.
Oh, my God.
Which I think is hilarious. But there's a whole forum called Twitter Gays where these people leak these Twitter gays nudes, and this guy who this follower hooked up with, I guess someone was asking about him. He has, like, a decently large Twitter following. And then the person he hooked up was like, oh, yeah, we were, like, old fuck buddies, like, and posted his nudes to where he got pissed off about it and made him take them down.
Well, yeah.
But plot twist, because I was like, oh, my God, that's so horrible. Why did this motherfucker have an OnlyFans?
Oh.
Girl. Huh. You can't get mad at someone leaking your nudes. If you have videos and pictures...
out for public consumption.
For $5 a month.
Right. I mean, it is paid content.
Someone I mean, I get like, if your Mac is someone's, you know, stopping your bag, like whatever.
Right.
But he went on about this is such a violation of privacy. Why do people, this whole thing is disgusting, yada, 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 yada. Meanwhile, you're thought and bopping on your own little OnlyFans. All it takes is less than the price of a Whopper to hop on there, and everyone has access to all your goodies anyways. Why are you upset? Like, why are you upset?
Yeah, that's another scenario. That's...
If anything, you could have just taken all the support people were throwing at you and be like, by the way, if you want to see my news, subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's only $5 a month.
There you go. You could have made a whole bunch of money.
Right? Spin it, since you're already putting it out there anyways.
Yeah, that's why I really can't get upset about anything. Because I'm sure, like... if you just Google my name, you'll find something.
So that's what sparked the sex question this week. Nothing happened to me personally.
No.
That I know of.
Well, but there are smart things you can do, like not have your face in the picture.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have any nudes with my face at all. Yeah. Never have.
If you
and
take
all my
a
tattoos
photo
are
in the mirror,
completely off.
Yeah. Crop your fucking head out.
Yeah.
If you take a photo.
Don't have your visible tattoos showing.
Exactly. You can easily face tune that right up.
Yes.
Although some people have a lot of tattoos, so
true.
That's really hard for them to do. But
yeah, but still.
Right.
That's actually how they knew it was ASAP Rocky, because he has his name on his stomach.
Of course.
You see this giant, ugly-ass A.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weak-ass stroke. Ew, and just, like, the weirdest chick with the largest, fakest ass. The whole thing was just very unappealing and very, very lackluster. Like, we good.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
That's why I think, you know, like, people really shouldn't make their own sex tapes, because even porn most of the time is not set up right and does not look that appealing
right.
to me. But the homemade stuff is usually really bad.
Really bad.
It's so bad.
Like, the angles aren't good.
It's just not.
Sometimes you can't even see anything. It's like, why'd you even record this?
Yeah. Well, I've been guilty of that a couple times, but I didn't know at the time that it was a poor recording.
Oh, I thought you said that you didn't know at the time that the phone... I'm like, someone had a hidden camera on you?
No. Yeah, sometimes it's just too dark to get the shot.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But
again, no face.
Exactly.
No face in that video. Come
on! If you're gonna do it smart.
Or don't care if people have
if it comes
your
out, then, oh, fucking
shit
well.
Online. Like, if you're going to do, like, I used to be so, oh, we can do implied nude, but I have to, like, have a flower covering up or something. Like, who, at this point, I'm just like, who
fucking
cares? You know? I just really don't care. So I'm just not.
It is what
I'm
it
not
is.
Bothered.
We
you know,
said, we said we had
not,
to say.
I don't do hyper-sexualized photos. I do what I think is something that tells a story and is, like, artistic. But if that revs people up, that's their shit.
And they can subscribe to the show.
They, yes. Buy a print or something. Support your local artist.
See Twitter follower if you're a listener. That's how you do it.
Come on.
Don't go on a rant without there being a selfish promo attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, we definitely live in a world where if you're sending that kind of stuff around, it's going to get around. People save that stuff.
Yeah.
Not everyone saves that stuff. I personally am like, okay, now that I've seen it, I literally don't care.
Yeah.
But some people have folders. Mm-hmm. They know exactly whose junk they've got. Like,
right.
They're
some people
meticulous
are very,
about
some people
it.
Are very organized with their thoughtiness.
Yes. I've had people tell me that. There's someone in particular that does the con circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, once you sort of befriend them on social media, like, they'll send dick pics and then...
hoard them.
And then the whole exchange begins, and then they keep them all.
Wow.
And file them away. And then sometimes show other people!
Like a squirrel saving nuts for the winter.
Mm-hmm. 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 But again, if you're sending your shit out there...
just be prepared that it might be leaked.
If you meet someone and they follow you on social media and you follow them back and your first conversation includes nudes, they have played this game before.
Exactly.
This is not a first
probably
time.
Better than you ever have.
Yeah, this is not a first time scenario. This is not like, oops, I accidentally sent a nude. No. And just because someone sends you a nude, you certainly don't have to reply.
No.
In kind whatsoever.
Just say thank you and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. And if you're one of those weirdos who collects everyone's photos...
then what phone do you have and how much storage
exactly.
do you have?
Exactly, yes. We need to know the plan. I have never been that organized. Like, I know
me
people
either.
Who have literal spreadsheets of, like, the people they've had sex with.
Jesus, who has time for all that? I'm busy.
What they've, like, what stuff they've done, if they did anal, if they hooked up again. Like, they're, like, multiple, like, ticks for check marks.
That is all. It's giving me a headache just thinking about it. I can't.
That it's too much.
No. Like,
yeah.
Let it go.
And I also, even though, yes, plenty of people have sent me nudes, I would never
show
someone a picture of someone else's body.
No, unless you send it to the show, because we do this for work.
Right. You know if you send it to me, I'm going to show it to Richie Rich.
Exactly. We have literally and Marcel. Said
that a bazillion times. Yeah. but that, again, that's you're choosing to send the show a nude. And thank you if you do. But
and you should.
And you should, because then we can leak them online. The Richie and Wes OnlyFans.
Right. Subscribe to our Patreon to see some exclusive content.
Coming in 2020.
Just like the New Mutants.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God, you guys. I have so much fun doing the show, and that wraps up another episode.
Hopefully you had fun as well.
Yes. We have one more before the year is out. Make sure you subscribe to Richie and Wes so you can get in on the conversation. We did have a good number of people who
responded
this week, so because we always, it's like hours before the show. You don't get the full 24 hours in the store. Like,
you gotta be following us,
you gotta be on it, you gotta be ready to go. We record on Saturday afternoon.
Typically, it's a pee break when I wake up at around 10 in the morning, and I'm just like half asleep texting something, and then I fall back asleep, and then I wake up to notification. I'm like, oh, what did we decide on again?
It's up to you. Stay on top of it. Yes. Well, thank you all for listening, and until next time,
Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.